The UN says it's withdrawing its staff from Libya. It says the decision was prompted by more fighting by rival militias on Sunday and the closure of the international airport in Tripoli. The cost of living took another hike in Ghana today. Fuel prices up 20% at the pumps. Public transport fares up 15%. With the currency sliding again, the impact might not be so drastic for tourists and expats since their dollars will go further. But it hasn't been a great day for these Ghanaians.
It's too bad. As if every month they increase fuel. But they are not increasing our salary. I think that is not fair.
The fare has been increasing for some time now. So it's difficult to even express yourself because now it's like a shock. The change he gave me, I couldn't even ask him how much they charged because I was in a shock.
The IMF has landed. If not for a bailout in Ghana, then how about providing a signal for Malawi's funding today? A team of financial advisors has been in talks in Lilongwe with President Peter Mutharika, the first since his election in May. Rafael Tentani is our reporter on the ground.
The meeting is crucial since it will give direction to other Western donor countries and agencies who last year suspended about $150 million in aid following revelations of plunder of millions of public funds in a scandal dubbed Cashgate, the worst financial scandal to hit Malawi since it became independent from Britain some 50 years ago.
There was another attack last night at Kenya's Alamu Island near the coast of southern Somalia. A disused hotel in the village of Manda was set on fire and two homes destroyed. No casualties have been reported, and County Commissioner Miri Nyenga is looking on the bright side.
The situation is improving in a very big way. When you look at the last killings we had, it's now going to over 1 week, going to 2 weeks. And whatever else that we are having are now minor things, which could be the normal crime that even under normal circumstances would be there and would be anywhere.
And a few stories very briefly. Somalia's Football Federation has praised the appointment of one of its referees to train 30 new referees, including 9 women, for the Confederation of African Football. Ali Mohamed Ahmed will be one of two chief instructors at the forthcoming course in Cameroon. The other is a Ghanaian, Alexander Koti. France's President François Hollande has described his military intervention in Mali as perfectly accomplished. His defense minister says France will now shift attention to a new counter-terrorism operation in the Sahel, which will pull together 3,000 French troops stationed in Chad, Mali and Niger. And the motor company Ford has suspended production of one of its vehicle assembly plants in South Africa due to an ongoing strike by the metal workers union. Toyota is expected to follow suit.